Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sunrise Ranch and our Wednesday night service via Zoom. Beautiful to see all of your wonderful smiling faces. Some smiling, most smiling, more smiling now. Good. Yay. If you can, I invite you to put your camera on so we can all see you. Yay. So I'll be your host this evening. We have a plethora of gifts to offer you this evening. We're going to be starting out with Patrick Campbell. He's going to zoom over to the dome real quick and play the organ. Now it's going to be a recording of him playing. Thank you, Patrick. And then Cecil will open up with her prayer. We'll go from there. Be present with this order of service, but also be present with continuous contribution to it in your energetic and presence. That I welcome Jim to please play Patrick Campbell's recorded video.
That was awesome. Thank you so much, Patrick. Well, let's go ahead and go into our inner landscape here for a moment. I'll invite you all to close your eyes and let's just take a couple of breaths together. Breathing in deeply. Just letting go. And as we breathe in this moment, let us remember that there is only one life that is expressing in this moment. This life is the life of the divine, the heavenly father, the divine mother of all that is, for each unique individualizations of this infinite, eternal, loving, wise, intelligent presence. And so I know for this time together that it is rich with love, with connection, with insight, with this spirit of life so activated in each of us and in this group together. I just give thanks for this time. I bless this time together, knowing that it is good. It is beautiful. It is powerful. For we are one. And it is with a grateful heart that I just say thank you and allow it to be. So be it now. Amen.
Thank you, Cece. Thank you, Kahi. And ladies and gentlemen, and any guests we might have on the line with us today, welcome. I have a short story for you all to kick us off with our service. It's a story of giving and receiving. Imagine that. Of an older woman who, in her latter days of life, decided she wanted to return to the wilderness, return to the woods. And so she found a small cabin far from the city, and she began her, well, I should say that she began the end of her life, because she knew her time was near. And she sat out in her garden every morning and sipped her tea, and she watched these robins visit the nearby tree behind her yard there. And sometimes she would come out and sprinkle some seeds that she would gather from the nearby sunflowers and such. And she would give to the robin. And this woman was very crafty, very capable, and very skilled in stewardship and homesteading. And luckily so, because she ended up living a lot longer than she had expected. In fact, she lived long enough to see those robins lay their eggs and the baby robins come up. And she watched this family of robins then give birth to the grand baby robins. And she continued to give of her love, of her spirit, of her appreciation. And the robins gave back. They gave back with their beauty, with their song. And she realized there was more she could do. Instead of throwing the seeds out for the birds to gather themselves, she realized she could begin planting the seeds. And the sunflowers would grow, and they would provide more sunflower seeds. And when her final days were up, she walked into the woods, curled up under a tree, and gave her body to the earth. And the earth received it and decomposed, and the microbes and the soil, it was enriched, and the forest was happy. And the moral of this story is that our process, our life, in just participating in the appreciation of the animals and the plants and the trees all around us, that element of appreciation, of gratitude for what sustains us, there's a reception in that. But simultaneously, there's a giving in that. If the Great Spirit, I think, had one wish for us, it would be to appreciate the blessings that are bestowed upon us. And so through gratitude, ladies and gentlemen, is how I see a simultaneous giving and receiving. And I'd love to pass it on to my friends to expand on this idea of giving and receiving. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we're going to move into pairs. And the question for our pairing is to share an experience you have had of reciprocity and how it felt. I'm going to paste this into our chat, and we're going to have 4 minutes per group. So 2 minutes sharing each. So if you just want to be mindful of your time, and Jim, whenever you're ready, you can pair us up.
I think it's my turn to speak. Lovely to be with you all. And I have to admit that this morning, I thought, no, I won't turn my computer on first thing. I'll attend to other matters. And about an hour ago, I did turn on my computer and saw there was an invitation to speak with you. And initially it was, but this, in many ways, is a wonderful opportunity to reciprocate. In Australia, here at Riverdale, and actually around the country, we've received the gifts from so many of you joining our service in our service time. I've been invited to look at the giving dynamic of reciprocity and begin by speaking to what depth of our own soul are we willing to receive? I need to make that my question to myself. What depth of my own soul am I willing to reveal? I feel it's the depth that I'm willing to visit. And sometimes in visiting our own souls, it can be a bit of a scary trip. I hit up against fears that I have, or recognizing mistakes I've made, and I want to avoid it. But I feel I'm increasingly recognizing that as I go to the depth, I have a gift to offer, a gift of understanding of what it is to be human. Recognizing being at peace with feeling pain, embarrassment, shame, that as I allow myself to go there, I offer understanding that really in the state that humanity's been in, that's almost universal, those feelings. So I have compassion and empathy as I visit those places. I think for a long time, my wish was just that I'd get things right and I'd be happy, and discovered that opening to happiness requires opening fully to feeling and receiving that. And then I have something to give back. What level of inspiration are we willing to encode in our words? I find increasingly that conversations about things that have gone wrong, things that are wrong that are happening, are mostly a waste of airspace and energy. It is the openness to exploring how things can be improved, then what's not working is worth acknowledging. But just spending time bemoaning what's happening is not giving back to life. When I think about the whole basis of reciprocity, I think of the gift of the life I've been given, and that ultimately I can never fully reciprocate, but I can reciprocate by giving thanks for the gifts of body, mind, and heart that I have, the gifts to think, to feel, to do. As I use these gifts creatively, I'm giving back to life. A few years ago, the idea of paying it forward became more in the parlance that we use. People spoke of it more openly. Go through the drive-through coffee and pay for the coffee for the person who's next in the queue. But there are many, many more ways that in effect, we reciprocate for the gifts we've received till now, many of which we don't know where they've come from. If I'm in the supermarket and purchasing food, I reciprocate by using the food well. I reciprocate by paying for it, and the money is a form of reciprocation. When I saw these, well, I heard Sunday service, but when I saw the questions for this morning, my thoughts went to a book by Florence Scovel Shinn. Probably many of you will have heard of her. Louise Hay credited her with being her teacher. And she speaks a lot about the way to get something is to give it away. We've spoken of it with love. If we want to be loved, we love. If we want to be fit and healthy, and this has come up quite a bit recently, I notice around me, people saying, oh, I've got no energy. And other people who are jumping out of their skin. And the ones who've got all this energy are using energy. And often the ones that just say, I'm so tired at the moment, are often not using any energy. Energy is needed to create energy. Love is needed to create love. Thankfulness is needed to create love. Thankfulness is an aspect of reciprocity. There's some thoughts I've had, and I'll hand back to you, Keahi. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ruth. That's really beautiful. We're going to go back into pairs. And this time, share an experience that you've had of the giving end of reciprocity and how that felt. Jim's going to go ahead and put that in the chat. And we have 2 minutes each. So Jim, when you're ready, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. It's been a wonderful journey we've been through. So I'm going to share a bit on the receiving dynamic of reciprocity. And guess what we're going to do after I speak? We're going to break into listening pairs and share on the receiving end of reciprocity. For me, it's hardest to receive. I was just sharing with my partner. I'm a giver. And I can give, sometimes give too much maybe at times, or give too much in one area of my life. Piper is, of course, right when I go to speak, grabbing her new toy. But I really like what was said at service. I think it was David, according to our openness as receivers, receivers need to pay attention to what's happening from within. And in that, we need to look at how open are we to receive. I've experienced a few times where someone's trying to give, someone's trying to show love, appreciation, and I'm too busy or I'm uncomfortable receiving. So I try to, okay, great, thanks. Okay, let's move forward. I don't give it the space. I'm not open. I'm not receptive. And what's happening within is I'm blocking it. What happens? Where does that come from? It's, for me personally, it's, what do you want? There's a trust issue because there's wounds there that I've experienced through my life. So what I've been doing is looking at that. Okay, why am I not receptive? Why am I not open? Okay, this, something similar could have happened, or it's not the same situation. It's not the same person. I need to heal from that. I need to let go of that situation, let go of that wound, and be open now. It's hard to be consciously open-minded and open-hearted if you're worried about getting hurt or being taken advantage of. It's vulnerable. But honestly, I've come to a point where if I stand in my connection with Source, that knowing that I am loved and I am love, there is no fear then I can receive. It's kind of interesting. I was thinking about this before coming onto this call and what I was going to exactly say. It's like, what? Knowing that I am loved by something not of this world, but animates everything in this world, releases, opens my hands, opens my heart, opens my mind to what is of this world. Wow, how freeing is that? That means there's no expectation or limitation to what comes to me, and I receive it. I receive what comes to me. And there's the openness, reception. The hard part about that for me is the slowing down, breathing. I'm offering a course with a gentleman on wayfinding. And one of the major things of wayfinding, navigating by the stars on the ocean, is breathing and receiving all that's around without expectation or limitation, without judgments. You're in the dark, dark, dark blue in the middle of the night, and there's nothing to guide you but the stars. You're in these big swells, up and down, but there's so much more. There's so much more within the energy that's wanting to guide you, wanting to be taken in, received, and used. There's so much. And so the stillness is required, not only physically, but in mind and in heart. So that's a little bit what's moving with me about being on the receiving end of reciprocity. Thank you for being on that journey with me in the deep ocean. Yes.
Thank you, Keahi. So we're going to go back into pairs, just like Keahi hinted at before. And this time we're going to share an experience you've had on the receiving end of reciprocity and how that felt. We're going to have 8 minutes per group. And Jim, when you're ready, you can take us in. Looks like we're all coming back. Great, so we're gonna do a large group discussion, and we're gonna take 5 minutes for this portion. And the question is, what is the gift that is truly yours to give now? So when you're ready, go ahead and unmute yourself.
A high vibration of knowing that I am blessed and so well taken care of. So high vibrations.
The gift of remembrance, of coming, bringing to mind all of these wonderful things that I've had the opportunity to give, and I've been so blessed to receive all throughout the time, particularly with the emissaries of Divine Light, and I've been reflecting on that, particularly since receiving the letter that David put out, and I was just, and how blessed my life has been through the emissaries and what a gift that is to me, and it's wonderful to give back.
Yeah, well, I think just the gift of my presence, bringing what JJ called a high vibration, just wherever I am, I feel I'm giving a gift. I'm bringing something of the qualities of divine character, and kind of initiating that possibly in those that I'm with. So just the gift of presence wherever I am.
I was thinking of the gift of balance. So both the giving and the receiving, and the ease that can be had as the flow, particularly when it comes to the receiving. As Keahi was speaking, I felt the discomfort too, numbers of times in the receiving. But to be able to allow that flow to have a certain balance between the giving and receiving, and a continuity of overall long-term expression in that way, to me, is really important. Thank you.
Mrs. Phyllis, I have just been very thankful for the times together with this Sunrise family. Has really helped enlarge my world and all that's possible that I'm able to offer, just because all the questions in over this period of time that we've needed to share with one another has just opened up my world much more. And also having to be quiet at home and just sharing my time with all the friends that live at Edenvale and my close friends, it's just so awe-inspiring to know what I can offer to them, and also a sense of appreciation for what they might offer back to me. So this whole process is very magical, and I know that it is because of my association, as Patricia said, with the emissaries, and particularly in this very dear time together with all of you. Thank you.
So I don't know if it's the way you asked the question, Lana, but the way I heard the question in my mind was the same thing I give every day, Pinky, all of me in every moment. And for the millennials, they might know what I'm talking about. It's a reference to a cartoon. But in a second round of thinking about it, it is truly is that, all of me in every moment, but coming from that deep place of being absolutely present and available and aware and attuned to what the prayer is, what the activating field is, and the response that's coming in any given moment, and pouring all of the substance that I have available to give, all of the intelligence I have available to give, all the love I have available to give into each moment as the moment reveals itself, and not hold anything back.
Thank you, Rachel. I think for me, this question, you know, because when it says, what are your gifts to give now? Now we find ourselves in a very unique position, this great global change, you know, and what I have found is, you know, there are more and more opportunities for me to bring the gift of love, of wisdom, of peace when people are disturbed in heart and in mind, and to use that ability that I have, that gift that I have, to just be a channel for that. It makes all the difference for the people that I happen to come across in my life who need that in the moment.
Thank you, Cees. What's coming to me tonight is when I was in a small group, one of them was with Dennis, and he reminded me of all the love that this community sent me in the past few months as I've been going through my health issues. And so what's mine to give now is the gift of healing back. There are some hearts on ranch that are really hurting right now. And so I offer the gift of love and healing to everyone.
That's beautiful, Jewel. As it relates to my mind to what Diana was saying about the balance between the giving and receiving. If one has received a lot, then there's a need to balance out with finding ways of giving, and vice versa. One finds one has been too much on the scene to pull back and listen for a bit to what other people are offering. So balance is such a blessing in it all.
I'm thinking of the blessing that I become more familiar with of my expression whenever I think of anyone, or there's a blessing, and it's becoming more and more natural. And I also think of when something comes back, it's no longer a personal thing. How am I doing? Did they like me? Stuff like that. It's just a is receiving something into a larger field and allowing what needs to ascend. It's being in the place where things are ascending and descending and blessings are going out, and loving to be in the middle of the process.
Thanks, Bob. We'll do one more.
So for me, there's something special about being able to give a charge. Most people, objects are separate from themselves, but when you create a book or a song or even a meal or something, it can be charged with our radiance and therefore not separate from us and carrying the same field and the backing of the entire group that we are in unified radiation. Giving that charge, I think, allows people to sense there's something different about this. There's something that I want to know about this. And there's something about this that brings me up in my life.
Thank you, Tom. We're going to close out our evening with a blessing. So let's just sink in to this juicy space that we've just created. Feel into that gratitude for that divine spirit dwelling within, for our ability to center in the spirit and to be in that divine ebb and flow of reciprocity. May we give what is ours to give, big or small, sharing our blessings of a peaceful presence, of love, words of wisdom, a smile, compassion. And may we be receptive to what is ours to receive. May we allow any blocks or challenges to soften and clear. May we move through it with grace and ease so that we can tap into our full potential and to the full flow of love available to us in each and every moment. We are so blessed. So blessed. Blessed with our gifts, with the qualities of divine character that we possess. Blessed for our friends, our community, our relationships. We are so blessed in so many ways. May we move into the rest of our evening and the rest of our week centered in this gratitude, with courage in our hearts. I thank you all for participating tonight. Thank you, Keahi, and everyone that spoke. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Lana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have
everyone.
A good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.